This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Frans Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one. Some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one.
It's time for Crawdad's pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdad's Radio Network.
And good afternoon. We welcome you to LP Frans Stadium on a South Atlantic League Sunday afternoon. A gorgeous day here in Hickory as we wrap up the series between the Aberdeen Ironbirds as they take on your Hickory Crawdads. Inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us on this Sunday afternoon. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll have the starting lineups, our pitching matchup, and everything that you need for a 2 o'clock start here in the Unifor as the Ironbirds wrap up their season series against the Hickory Crawdads. All that coming up in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. It's all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium as we continue on with the Crawdads pregame show here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network, MILB.TV, and the Bally Live app this afternoon. So glad that you could join us as this is the final game in this six-game set between these two clubs. The Aberdeen Ironbirds, the Hickory Crawdads, have played what will be now the 12th time this season in 11 matchups so far. The Aberdeen Ironbirds have won six of the 11 matchups. Of course, in this series, the Crawdads have won three of the five games played. They played a double dip last night. That ended up being a split, as the Crawdads would open up the doubleheader yesterday with a 6-1 win. Ian Moeller with his second home run of the season. Cam Cawley with a big two-run double in the third inning. Really staked this club out to a solid effort. DJ McCarty was fantastic yesterday, as they would cruise to that 6-1 win, of course, tacking on three runs in the sixth inning to open up with the win. In the nightcap, a little bit different story, as the team jumped out in front as Theo Hardy got a sacrifice fly to make it 1-0 through four innings. Then Aberdeen would get to the starting pitcher Cole Drake of the Hickory Crawdads with a two-run fifth inning, and that was it. Everything else pretty much was in the hands of the bullpens. And the bullpens for the respective clubs, they were watertight in that Saturday night affair, as it ended up being a 2-1 win for Aberdeen. Today, it's real simple. The Crawdads, if they win, they win the series here in the six-game set against Aberdeen and even up the season record amongst these two clubs. This will be the lineup that Aberdeen rolls out this afternoon. Enrique Bradfield will lead off. He'll be the center fielder. Tavian Josenberger will bat second. Josenberger had the game-tying home run in the nightcap of last night's game in the fifth inning. Reed Trimble, who had a pair of home runs on Friday night's rain-shortened win for the Ironbirds, he'll bat third. Creed Willems bats cleanup. He's the catcher. Carter Young bats fifth. He's over at third. Aaron Estrada bats sixth. He's the shortstop. Anderson De Los Santos bats seventh. He's at first base. Jalen Vasquez bats eighth at second base. Luis Valdez will bat ninth. He's the designated hitter this afternoon for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, as it's Bradfield, Josenberger, Trimble, Willems, Young, Estrada, De Los Santos, Vasquez, Valdez for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. The Ironbirds come in with a second-half record in the South Atlantic League's North Division of 21-20. They are just two games off the pace, as Hudson Valley has now since overtaken the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Hudson Valley now with a 22-17 record in the second half. They have won 9 out of their last 10 ball games. They happen to be the next opponent for the Hickory Crawdads, as Hickory will make the trip up to New York State to take on the Renegades immediately following this contest. Facing off against this Aberdeen Ironbirds lineup today, making his Hickory Crawdads debut, David Davalio. Davalio comes in with a 6-1 record from his time in Kinston with the Down East Wood Ducks. A 1.79 ERA. In 16 starts, he went 80 1/3 innings pitched, 59 hits, 18 runs, 16 were earned, 22 walks, 79 strikeouts. This is a guy that put together some incredible numbers in the Carolina League. He was 2-2 against the Delmarva Shorebirds in his time with the Woodies. And in doing so, many of the same guys that are on the roster right now for this Aberdeen club, there's a real possibility he faced off against those guys, because he pitched twice against Delmarva from June 25th on to when he was called up here to Hickory. So Davalio gets the start this afternoon, his debut with the Hickory Crawdads. As we flip the lineup card over, this is what it looks like for the Crawdads. Cam Cawley will lead off. He'll be the second baseman. Sebastian Walcott bats second. He's the shortstop. Batting third will be Arturo Disla. He's the designated hitter. Glider Figueroa bats cleanup at third base. Ian Moeller bats fifth. He's the catcher. Jason Morbell is batting sixth. He's in right field. Anthony Gutierrez in center field bats seventh. Quincy Scott is over at first base batting eighth, and Yossi Galan will bat ninth in left field this afternoon for Chad Comer's Hickory Crawdads. As Edgar Portes gets the ball for the Aberdeen Ironbirds in this contest. Portes, a 5-3 record on the season, 3.64 ERA, making his 10th start, 76 and two-thirds innings pitched, 63 hits, 33 runs allowed, 39 walks, 96 strikeouts, a 2.16 average against for Portes. As Portes, not only does he have a 5-3 win-loss record, but he also has two saves to his credit. So certainly he has seen some time in the bullpen, but he gets his 10th start of the year this afternoon against the Hickory Crawdads. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll take a look at the South Atlantic League schedule for this afternoon, as well as Major League games of interest. All that as we continue on the Hickory Crawdads pregame show on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Back here at LP Friends Stadium this Sunday afternoon, final segment of our Crawdads pregame show on this Sunday, as the Crawdads look to make it a series win against Aberdeen, as they would like to create a little turnabout, as Aberdeen won 4 of the 6 matches in Maryland when these two clubs faced off against each other in June. As the Crawdads, with a win today, would do just that and even up the season series at 6 wins apiece. Major League Baseball games of interest this afternoon. They're already playing in the Bronx. They're through one inning. The Yankees have a 1-0 lead on the Texas Rangers. Another game we're keeping a track on in Tampa, the Orioles scoreless against Tampa Bay. That is going to be the wrap-up of that series over the weekend for the Orioles. The Atlanta Braves, fresh off a win last night, snapped a 6-game losing skid. They play the Colorado Rockies today at 3:10 this afternoon. So that's the three major league games that we'll keep track of throughout the course of this afternoon. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn, they're going to play a double dip this afternoon. Jersey Shore takes on Wilmington. Bowling Green takes on Asheville. They've already gotten started. We'll update those scores relatively early. Rome facing off against Greensboro this afternoon, and Greenville takes on Winston-Salem. It's by the time we're done with the Black Tie Transportation postgame show, hopefully we'll have a vast majority of these games that have gone final, and we can update those final results for you. As it stands right now in the South Atlantic League's South Division, the Hickory Crawdads, with a 22-19 record, they are 5 back of Bowling Green. Greenville is second place with a 24-17 record. They're 3 back of the Hot Rods. The Hot Rods, of course, will be the next opponent for the Crawdads when they get back to LP Friends Stadium. That series will take place August 20th through the 25th. So the Crawdads certainly have a difficult battle ahead of them, as they'll be taking on the top two teams in the respective divisions here at the South Atlantic League over the course of the next 12 games. If they're able to perform well, they could find themselves creating some distance and getting closer to the top against the Bowling Green Hot Rods on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Temperatures are going to be in the low to mid-80s throughout the course of the day. Barely a cloud in the sky. This is just a phenomenal day for baseball. Hopefully you've made your way out and you're tuning in while you're here at the ballpark. If you're not, we hope that you'll settle in, enjoy the game. We'll be back in just a bit as it's first pitch action coming up between the Hickory Crawdads taking on the Aberdeen Ironbirds on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Back here at LP Franz Stadium, we now turn it down to the field for our national anthem. When we come back, first pitch action between the Aberdeen Ironbirds as they take on your Crawdads on the South Atlantic League Sunday afternoon. We'll be right back. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you to LP Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina. The final game between these two clubs for 2024 is the Aberdeen Ironbirds wrap up against the Hickory Crawdads this afternoon. The Crawdads seeking a win today on Sunday. It would give them a series win, 4-2 in games over the Aberdeen Ironbirds here at LP Franz Stadium. It would also equalize the two series these folks have played against each other, 6 wins apiece for the clubs. If the Crawdads can get it done today, they'll send David Davalio to the bump this afternoon. Davalio making his Crawdads debut, wearing number 19 on the back of his jersey. Davalio coming from Kinston, North Carolina, the Down Eastwood Ducks, a 6-1 record with a 1.79 ERA. We'll get into some of his numbers against the Delmarva Shorebirds during the course of this action. Of course, Delmarva is the A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. Aberdeen, the high A affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. You would imagine some of these players on the roster probably face Davalio sometime this season. We'll certainly see how it goes. As Davalio has the baseball, he's ready to go against Enrique Bradfield here on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon. We're ready for baseball. Davalio, his first pitch. That ball's going to be bunted. Davalio jumps off the bump, gets the throw across to Quincy Scott in time, and Bradfield is retired at 2:04 p.m., 83 degrees, the first pitch temperature on the Sunday. That'll bring up Tavian Josenberger. Josenberger will be followed by Reed Trimble. That's the top third of the order for Aberdeen. Middle third of the order, Creed Willems, Carter Young, Aaron Estrada. Bottom third, Anderson De Los Santos, Jalen Vasquez, and Luis Valdez. As the pitch is fouled off by Tavian Josenberger. Josenberger, a 228 hitter, 9 homers, 38 RBI. He had the home run that tied the game up as he launched it just beyond the sign, the Lowe's Food sign in left field. It's the breaking ball taken for strike two. Fantastic conditions on the Sunday afternoon as it looks like we're going to be in a little bit of a dry season here in the uniform, which is going to suit everybody just perfect as we've seen our share of rain over the last week. As the pitch misses down, the count goes to 1-2. Tavian Josenberger, a switch hitter, 5'11", out of Overland Park, Kansas. A third-round draft pick. As that ball's lifted foul, it's going to make its way out of play. Played at the University of Arkansas. Josenberger waits. That pitch, they'll check him. No go on the swing. Count evens at 2-2. Connor McKenna is the home plate umpire this afternoon. Kos Cousins on the bases. Davalio. The 2-2 slider misses down and in. Count runs full. We'll get to the defensive alignments, what the clubs are wearing here in just a moment. The Aberdeen Ironbirds have broken out a new jersey today, and it looks very nice. As that pitch just misses, Tavian Josenberger draws a one-out walk. And that brings up Reed Trimble. Trimble, a 252 hitter on the season, 5 home runs, 25 RBI. Had a big night on Friday in a rain-shortened win, 5-1 for the Ironbirds. As he had 2 home runs, had 3 hits in the ballgame. Trimble squared to bunt, pulled the bat back as the breaking ball fell out of the zone. Davalio has Quincy Scott holding on the runner and Tavian Josenberger over at first. They'll throw over to first, nothing happening there. The defensive alignment for the Crawdads this afternoon looks like this. Yossi Galan is over in left field. Anthony Gutierrez in center. Jason Morabell over in right. Glider Figueroa over at third base. Sebastian Walcott at short. As the pitch misses outside, count goes to 2-0. Cam Collett getting the start at second base. Quincy Scott over at first. Ian Moeller getting the start behind the plate. The Crawdads will get tomorrow off before venturing to Hudson Valley to take on the Renegades. The Renegades now on top of the North Division in the South Atlantic League's second half. They have a 22-17 record. Greensboro was a house of fire in the second half. They won the first half, but they really started out hot. Well, they've tailed off since, and Hudson Valley has taken over. Hudson Valley in the second half has a 14-3 home record. So the Crawdads have that to look forward to. As the pitch misses, the count goes to 3-0. Davalio, fastball right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard, taken for strike one. Hudson Valley made it to the South Atlantic League final last year, losing 2-0 to the Greenville Drive. As Josenberger goes, the pitch is going to be fouled off to the third base side, up and out of play. I mentioned that the powder blue jersey that Aberdeen has worn for five out of these six games looks very similar to an older-looking Tidewater Tides uniform from back in the day. Well, this is a different look, as that ball is going to be hit sharply out into right center field. Josenberger stumbled around the second base bag. He's going to get there to third. The throw is not in time to second, as it's going to be a double for Reed Trimble, and there's runners at second and third with one down. As Trimble gets the double, and that's going to bring up Creed Willems. Creed Willems steps to the plate. This is a Aberdeen club that's got a gray jersey on today with royal blue sleeves, orange numbers. It looks like it could just as easily be the Binghamton Mets, as it definitely has a Mets look to it. It's the breaking ball from Davalio, misses inside. They're wearing the same gray pants that they're accustomed to wearing. The hat today is a royal blue hat with a royal blue bill. The A is orange. Looks almost like the old Atlanta A, as Willems is going to crank that ball down into the corner. Two runs are going to score easily. Willems is trying to get into second. The throw, not quite in time. Creed Williams has RBIs number 48 and 49 on the season, and Aberdeen jumps out to an early 2-0 advantage. That's going to bring up Carter Young. Willems has had success in this series in somewhat limited action. As Carter Young will step to the plate, a 205 hitter, 6 homers, 36 RBI. The Aberdeen hat that I mentioned, that orange A, has the Iron Bird running through the center of that A. Crawdads, as is customary on a Sunday, wearing the powder blue jersey with the white piping stripe going up the buttons and around the collar. The Crawdad H on the left side of the jersey. The white number on the right side, lower rib cage. White number on the back with the white pants, the black belts, socks. Wearing the black hat with the North Carolina logo. The claw holding the star that's representing Hickory. The pitch, that ball lifted out near the updated facilities on the third base side. As they've continually added additional locker room space and office space down in the clubhouse area. It's obscured the view of the batting cages as well as one of the bullpen mounds here at the ballpark. The 0-2, breaking ball taken for strike three. Carter Young is a strikeout victim, the first for David Davalio. There's two down in the inning, and that brings up Aaron Estrada. Davalio delivers, top of the strike zone, first strike one. Estrada, 267 hitter, one home run, three RBI. It's Creed Willems down at second base. He's put Aberdeen on the board as that ball's bounced out to Cauley. Cauley flips it over to Scott, and that'll retire the side, but not before Creed Willems gives the Aberdeen Ironbirds a 2-0 advantage with a double into the right field corner. We come back. The Crawdads come to bat here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Cam Cauley to lead things off here in the bottom of the first inning at LP Franz Stadium. Live inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us for a little matinee baseball. As Cauley lifts the first pitch high into left field. Looks like it's going to stay in fair territory. Is drifting back as Tavian Josenberger. He'll make the catch. One pitch, one out for the right-hander, Edgar Portes. As from Cauley's swing, it looks like the wind is pushing the ball out toward the left field corner a little bit, which could be good news for the hitters today. And hopefully it's really good news for the Crawdads hitters because they find themselves down early 2-0. Sebastian Walcott takes an off-speed pitch for ball one. Walcott, a .254 hitter with 10 homers, 37 RBI. Portes, the 1-0 delivery, an even slower breaking ball cut on and missed by Walcott. Tantalizing as it looked, it took forever to get to the plate as the count goes even to 1-1. We'll get to Portes' numbers in just a moment. The 1-1 offering misses inside. Count goes to 2-1. Portes, a 5-3 record on the year. 3.64 ERA, making his 10th start, but that's not to say that he's only made 10 appearances, as he spent time in the bullpen as well. As Walcott's going to whistle that ball past Portes, and it's going to be a one-out single. As Sebastian Walcott continues to hit the baseball well, as he gets his first hit of the day, and it's the first hit for the Crawdads, and that brings up Arturo Disla. Portes, 76 and two-thirds innings pitch, 63 hits, 31 earned runs allowed, 39 walks, 96 strikeouts, a .219 average against. As Arturo Disla steps to the plate. Breaking ball misses down. Disla comes in, a .281 average with two homers and five runs driven in. The Diesel, spending some time here with us in Hickory, and hopefully this is a productive time for him individually as well as the Crawdads and Generals. The throw over to first base, nothing happening there. Diesel, we've talked about how he approaches the plate, the unbridled power that he has, because it is truly unbridled. as far as just raw ability to hit the ball for considerable distance. He's the guy in the long drive competition that you just can't seem to keep your eye off of. Is it his prodigious power that he has. The pitch, breaking ball, taken for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Diesla swings a Hornsby color bat with the barrel, black handle. And of all the bats that are manufactured with all the different varnishes and the lacquer dips and the double dips and all that kind of stuff, is Portez seems to be in a bit of an issue. The athletic trainer's coming out as well as the pitching coach. And maybe he's dealing with a blister. That'll give me a chance to finish the thought on Arturo Diesla as he swings that Hornsby-colored bat. It's basically a deep, rich brown on the barrel. Just a phenomenal-looking bat. It really is. With the black handle, that may be it. As Edgar Portez, his day may be done. And now it's going to force Felipe Rojas to have a conversation with the umpires. Now, maybe they're giving him a moment to try to see if he can fix something, but this may not be possible. He may be done for the day. Rojas now conversing with Willems, his catcher. If this is a momentary fix, then that is just considerably good work by the athletic trainer. However, usually we don't see this come to a positive result for the pitcher. For Aberdeen, they've got the day off tomorrow, so they can expand their bullpen. It's Portez. Well, it looks like he's going to give it a go. If Aberdeen does have to use their bullpen a little more than they anticipated today, they can't afford it because they've got the day off tomorrow. However, they certainly want Edgar Portez to get his work in this afternoon. He seems to be okay, and we're going to get back to action. So Diesla will come back to the plate with a two-ball, one-strike count, one down here in the bottom of the first inning. Aberdeen leads 2-0. Walcott takes the lead at first. The 2-1. Willems smothers it in the left-handed batter's box. The count goes to 3-1. Glider Figueroa is on deck, waiting on the result of this at-bat with Edgar Portez and Arturo Diesla. Walcott goes, swing and a miss from Diesla, and they're going to call interference on Arturo Diesla. As they're going to send Walcott back to first, and Diesla is retired. So with two down in the inning, that'll bring up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa, a 205 hitter with 7 homers, 13 RBI. His 7th home run was hit on Friday night. It was the lone run of the contest for the Crawdads on that Friday night. A rain-shortened 5-1 win for Aberdeen, where they scored one run in all 5 frames before the rains came, and boy, did it ever. The 0-1 to Figueroa. Figueroa lifts that one. It's going to make its way into the seats on the third base side, up and out of play. Defensively this afternoon for Aberdeen, Tavian Josenberger's in left field, Enrique Bradfield in center, Reed Trimble over in right. Carter Young, the third baseman. The shortstop, Aaron Estrada. Jalen Vasquez at second. Anderson De Los Santos at first. Creed Willems, the catcher. The 0-2 to Figueroa. Misses down. Walcott's going to watch it go past Willems, and he's going to scamper down to second. As Willems initially blocked it in front of him, but it ricocheted off to his right. Walcott was able to read it perfectly and get down to second on the slide. The 1-2 offering. Breaking ball. Catches the top of the zone. Figueroa knew it. Strikeout for Portes. Ends the frame. A runner left on for the Crawdads. We've played an inning here in Hickory. 2-0 Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the second inning, 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. Folks, get ready to feel the love at a night of kindness on Saturday, September 28th at LP Franz Stadium. That's right here. Don't miss performances by Lauren Daigle, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, and Jenny Owens. Tickets and information can be found at theartofcompassion.net. A night of kindness is presented by The Art of Compassion, Lenore Ryan University, and Imagine One Hospitality. Mark your calendars for September 28th. After the baseball season has come and gone, a little Saturday night concert action, which sounds quite appealing. As Anderson De Los Santos takes a first pitch strike, swings and misses on the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. As the count quickly goes to 0-2. De Los Santos, Vasquez, and Valdez, bottom third of the order for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And as it turns out, this Aberdeen Ironbirds club, who just recently was added to the South Atlantic League, this rivalry will come to a close between these two for the foreseeable future, as Hickory will be making their way to the Carolina League. It's the fly out to Gutierrez is the first out of the inning. Jalen Vasquez will step to the plate. Just a few years back, this Aberdeen Ironbirds club were a member of the New York Penn League, which was a short season A league that had teams in West Virginia, Maryland, all the way Hudson Valley was another member of the New York Penn League. The Brooklyn Cyclones, a member of the New York Penn League. But with the reshuffling of professional baseball, all three of those franchises, Hudson Valley, Aberdeen, and Brooklyn, made their way into not A-ball, but high A-ball as members of the now South Atlantic League. Interesting times we've had in minor league baseball as that ball from Vasquez lifted high in the air. Three players circle the baseball. Scott eventually calls everybody off, makes the catch, and there's two down here in the second inning. And that brings up Luis Valdez. Valdez, a 180 hitter. No homers, two RBI. It's David Davalio making his first start for the Hickory Crawdads. It's his first offering, misses outside, perhaps. Davalio made one start in the month of August. That was on the third. That ball is going to be chopped in front of the Aberdeen dugout on the first base side. He made the start against the Augusta Green Jackets. Picked up a win that evening. 6 2/3 innings pitch, 2 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. It's the breaking ball. Cut on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. I mean, he dominated the Carolina League. A 199 average against, 79 strikeouts in 80 innings. So he really took care of business. As we've seen a number of guys make their way from Kinston on the Down East Wood Ducks Club to this team. As that changeup just absolutely fell off the table. Valdez strikes out swinging. We've played an inning and a half here in Hickory. 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the second inning. Bottom of the second inning. Ian Moeller steps to the plate to lead off the second inning. Moeller led off the second inning yesterday in game one of the doubleheader, and he launched one beyond the signpost sign in left field, tucked it just inside the foul pole, some 360 feet away. As the pitch misses outside. From Edgar Portes. Moeller, 227 average, 2 homers, 21 RBI on the season. Moeller on Friday night went 0-for-2, and that snapped a 22-game on-base streak as Portes pours it down the middle to even the count at 1-1. Moeller with the home run and a walk on Saturday. The breaking ball catches the outside edge. Count goes to 1-2. Maybe he can generate another streak of that length, and if so, that's going to be pretty impressive. To go 45 of 46 possibly, that would be an amazing run. As the pitch misses down, count evens at 2-2. Portes delivers, misses outside, the count runs full. After today's action, this will be the final broadcast of the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network until August the 20th, when the club is back here for a Tuesday night matchup against Bowling Green. I will not be making the trip with the team to Hudson Valley. You'll have to rely on Hudson Valley for next week's action in total. Zian Moeller draws a walk. He's going to get down to first base. So it's the first free pass allowed this afternoon by Edgar Portes, and that brings up Jason Morabell. Morabell batting 201 on the season, 6 homers, 40 RBI. As Morabell swings and misses through a slow breaking ball, falls behind 0-1. Moeller taking his lead at first, held on by De Los Santos. Morabell swings and misses on a changeup away. This is one of the things that Jason Morabell has been seeing a steady diet of, is pitches running away. Some pitchers are utilizing the fastball away. Other guys are just throwing breaking pitches. If not on the outer third, off the plate outside. Portes, breaking ball, misses down. Count goes to 1-2. A stretch of games in June that saw Jason Morabell really get the engine going. He was on a pretty good run for a lengthy period of time, probably stretching out over the course of 4 weeks in the month of June. As Morabell's going to lift the pitch high into very shallow right field. Reed Trimble coming on. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. And that brings up Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez in the 6-1 win yesterday. He drew a walk in the contest. He did not play in the second game. As Dylan Dreiling, the second round pick out of Tennessee, got the start in game two. As Dreiling and Moore, recent additions this week to the club, the first round and second round pick of this year's draft for the Texas Rangers, have been assigned to Hickory. They played in the second game last night. They did not play in the game, the first game of yesterday's doubleheader, and they're out of the lineup at this point this afternoon. Two ball, no strike count here with one down. In the bottom of the second inning, Aberdeen with a 2-0 advantage on this final day of the series. Gutierrez takes a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Portes throws his fastball right around 90 miles an hour. That's very similar in velocity to what we've seen out of David Davalio this afternoon. Portes, breaking ball. Gutierrez swings through it. Count evens up at 2-2. Portes, breaking ball, misses. The count runs full. It's Gutierrez. Lifts the pitch over to the first base side seats, and now the race is on to see who gets to it. Not a lot of folks sitting in the sun today, as you might imagine. If there's shade here at the ballpark, and there certainly is underneath the awnings. That's where the vast majority of the fans have gone this afternoon. And since we're not necessarily near a sellout today, I don't think anybody's been very strident about where people are sitting, as long as they're comfortable and not getting in the way of somebody who actually has purchased a seat at that various location. Moeller goes. The throw down to second is going to be in time. Is Gutierrez, well, he's going to stay at second as it's going to be a base on balls. So Moeller went on the pitch. Had it been a strike, it would have been a strike, him out, throw him out, double play. But with Gutierrez getting the walk, you've got runners now at first and second with one down. And that brings up Quincy Scott. A pair of walks for Edgar Portes here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll see if the Crawdads can take advantage as they trail by a couple runs. It's the pitch from Portes. And Portes does not like the strike zone this afternoon that he is seeing from Connor McKenna. I mean, if Portes is genuinely dealing with something wrong with his hand, be it a blister or something of that nature, that's one thing to have to contend with. But when you're contending with that and on top of it, a strike zone that you're not particularly happy with, that can be a bit of a double whammy. Scott has the 1-0 count in his advantage. Of course, throughout the course of the games, we've been allowing you guys to interact with me throughout the broadcast, and a lot of folks have really reached out this week. It's been a great week of interaction with all of you. And I had a great question before I even opened it up that I'll talk a little bit more a little bit later on about. Is I mentioned Hickory going to the Carolina League and what that necessarily means. We'll give you some greater description about that a little bit later on. Scott waits on the slider. Misses down and away. Count goes to 2-0. Ian Moeller led off the frame with a walk. Jason Morbell flies out to shallow right field. Anthony Gutierrez walks. There's runners at first and second with one down. Quincy Scott, a 219 hitter. One homer, 39 RBI. As the pitch misses down and the count goes to 3-0. Portes genuinely struggling at this point. There is some bullpen action going for Aberdeen, and this could turn into a very short day for Edgar Portes. He just doesn't seem comfortable. The 3-0 misses outside. Quincy Scott walks, and the bases are now loaded. And that's surely going to bring out Jordy Henry this afternoon. And he's going to take a slow walk out to the mound to see if he can, A, settle Portes down and buy a little time in the bullpen for their relief corps to get ready. Josie Gallan will step to the plate with the bases loaded. As Portes was interrupted in the first inning with what looked like might have been a blister issue, and now it looks like that issue could be multiplying. He's just here in this second inning has had some difficulty finding the strike zone. Yossi Gallan steps to the plate. Gallan, a 189 hitter with 8 homers and 30 runs driven in on the season. It's Portes trying to get out of the second inning. He's got a two-run advantage. It's the 91-mile-an-hour fastball cut on and missed. Moeller down at third. Gutierrez at second. Scott at first. As Portes misses outside, count evens. Gallon waits on the 1-1. Here's the pitch. Misses down. And the body language of Edgar Portes is telling a pretty strong tale of his displeasure for the strike zone. As he thought that pitch was at the knees, but he didn't get the call. 2-1 the count. As the pitch catches the outside edge that time. And now the crowd getting into it with the umpire this afternoon as the count evens at 2-2. Cam Cauley is on deck. Gallant, breaking ball, swings and misses. There's two down in the inning. And that's a second strikeout for Edgar Portes. And with two down, that'll bring up Cam Cauley, who flew out to left field in his first time up. So the Crawdads, with the bases loaded and less than two out, would love to see if they could get something very similar from Cam Cauley as yesterday, which was a two-run double. As Cauley's double in the second inning made it a 3-0 ball game. That was a seven-inning game. But it really helped set a tone for this club that they were able to give D.J. McCarty a 3-0 lead. And McCarty took care of the rest as he was stellar yesterday in game one. As Cauley lifts that pitch high, very high, in shallow left field. Drifting back is Aaron Estrada. He'll make the catch, and the Crawdads leave three runners on. We go to the third, a 2-0 lead for the Ironbirds. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the third inning, Enrique Bradfield to lead things off for Aberdeen. So it'll be Bradfield, Josenberger, and Trimble here, top third of the order for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. I mentioned Hudson Valley and Brooklyn. They have a doubleheader this afternoon. Well, game one is in the books already as Brooklyn defeated Hudson Valley 4-2 in the opener. They'll play game two here in just a little bit. Bottom of the fifth inning, Jersey Shore is just beating up on Wilmington 9-2. Top of the seventh inning, Bowling Green leads Asheville 5-3. It's Enrique Bradfield with an 0-2 count. It's going to call time. He's going to get it. He'll step back in the box against David Davalio. Davalio was touched up a little bit in the first inning, two runs on two doubles. It's Bradfield. That pitch misses high. Since then, he got a 1-2-3 second inning, and maybe he settled down a little bit, as this guy has certainly performed incredibly well in the Carolina League, which is the A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Carolina League's an A league. It's the pitch to Bradfield, a changeup cut on and missed. That's the third strikeout for Davalio, and there's one down in the third. The breaking ball misses down to Tavian Josenberger, who walked in the first inning, would ultimately score the first of two runs in that top of the first inning. It's Creed Willems had the two-run double to get this game going. As that ball hits the first base bag, it's going to be at least a single. Getting over to cover it quickly is Jason Morbell, going to hold Josenberger to a single. Well, that's just an unfortunate bounce there for the Crawdads. Scott had the play ready to field. It just bounced on the bag and over his head for a single. Stavian Josenberger has the third hit for the Ironbirds. That'll bring up Reed Trimble, who doubled and scored in the first inning as well. Sat ball. Rolled out to Scott. Scott goes to Walcott. Walcott, the throw to Davalio, is not in time. That'll be a 3-6 fielder's choice. Josenberger is retired at second. 3-6, if you're scoring at home, a fielder's choice for Trimble. And with two down, that brings up Creed Willems. But David McCall reached out to me on X or Twitter, whatever you prefer to call it, asked the simple question: with the Hickory Crawdads going to the Carolina League, do they relinquish their high A status? Well, the short answer is yes, and I can explain how that goes as Willems takes a pitch for a strike. The Downeast Wood Ducks, the Carolina League member of the Texas Rangers organization, they'll be no more at the end of this year. As Willems is going to foul the pitch back. And in doing so, Diamond Baseball Holdings made the announcement that when they bought the Downeast Wood Ducks, they would ultimately be moving the team to Spartanburg, South Carolina. Well, Spartanburg, South Carolina, A, is going to be building a brand new stadium that's got a pretty solid capacity, as that part of the world was wanting a baseball franchise and wanting a geographical rival to the Greenville Drive. Those two teams will be separated by about 25 miles. And as the Spartanburg-Greenville area continues to grow, as the pitch is going to get past Ian Moeller, getting over to second is Reed Trimble. As that metro area becoming more than just a regional area, Greensboro-Spartanburg is growing by leaps and bounds. As that continues to happen, they're going to be able to take on two franchises within a very short distance of one another. Similar to Winston-Salem and Greensboro, as Willems swings and misses. We'll continue the answer a little bit later on in the ballgame. As that's a strikeout for David Davalio. He's got four in the ballgame. We go to the bottom of the third, a 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the third inning, Edgar Portes still on the bump for the Aberdeen Ironbirds as he'll face off against Sebastian Walcott, Arturo Disla, and Glider Figueroa. 2-3-4 in the order for the Crawdads. Major League scores of note, the Yankees lead the Rangers 2-0. In the bottom of the fifth inning, that's being played in the Bronx. The Orioles have a 1-0 lead on Tampa in Tampa. That's the top of the fifth inning. The Braves and the Rockies, they'll have their final game of their three-game set coming up at 3:10 this afternoon from Denver. It's the changeup from Portes, taken for a strike by Sebastian Walcott, who has the Crawdads' lone hit this afternoon. As that ball's going to be tapped out near the third base coach's box, fielded by Young, and flipped into the Hickory dugout on the third base side. Walcott drives the ball out to center field. It's going to stay in the yard. Enrique Bradfield reaches back, makes the catch, and there's one down here in the third. So that brings up Arturo Disla. Disla, he was called out on interference as he got in the way of Creed Willems trying to throw down to second base, trying to catch Sebastian Walcott stealing as the breaking ball. Arturo Disla swings and misses, and swinging and missing is an understatement. He completely sold out on that pitch. The 0-1, breaking ball misses inside. Arturo Disla hit a home run on Wednesday night in a 9-8 win for the Crawdads. Had a chance to ask Chad Comer the very next morning some of his thoughts. As it's called a strike, and now Disla doesn't like the strike zone of Connor McKenna. He's going to call time. It's a one ball, two strike count. And the conversation, according to Chad Comer, kind of went like this in the dugout. Hey, did that ball really land in the trees? Yes, I think it did. And it did. I mean, it landed in the trees. I thought it was going to hit the light stanchion as Disla takes the pitch high to even the count at 2-2. I mean, he hit it a long, long way, but he hit it as high as he did far. I'm surprised it didn't show up on the airport's radar, which is literally across the street from here. Disla, that one's in on the hands a little bit. It's going to stay in the yard. Bradfield reaches up. He'll make the catch. And there's two down. Bradfield might have thought that there was two down already in the inning as he was starting to sprint in, but just two down now. That brings up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa struck out looking his first time up. Portes wheels and fires. Figueroa fouls the pitch back. It's the second inning. We had a little bit of the faintest cloud cover get on top of the ballpark a little bit, but that moved out pretty quickly. Figueroa is going to foul the next pitch off. So the count now 0-2. When the team makes their way to Hudson Valley to take on the Renegades, the weather here should be delightful. As the pitch misses outside, count goes to 1-2. And we're getting to the time of the year, which I'm sure is pretty much all across the fruited plain. High school football's about to commence, and, well, here in Hickory, there's quite a bit to talk about in that regard. As the breaking ball misses outside, the count evens at 2-2. Not just a baseball town here in Hickory, North Carolina. They have a pretty good high school football team, and I say pretty good. The Hickory Red Tornadoes, last year's 3A state championship team, and they've got a lot of pieces coming back, and they're probably loaded for bear again. As the pitch misses high, count runs full. Certainly, if you're from this area, you've probably heard of Brady Stober. Well, he's pretty solid at the quarterback position. He's going to be there this year for the Red Tornadoes. I don't get to follow this part of the world very much as it relates to high school football, but I do know that name. It's Figueroa. Fouls the pitch back. Now, I'm sure that all I have to do is make the broadcast interactive, and you folks can start telling me about your local high school football heroes, and I'll probably get inundated with messages and emails, and I'm good for it. The payoff. Portes. Glider Figueroa launches that ball out into right center field. It's going to get down for a single. As Glider Figueroa gets a two-out knock here in the bottom of the third inning, and that's going to bring up Ian Moeller. Second hit for the Crawdads. As Moeller led off the second inning with a walk, he would be stranded at third. During this time of the year, it doesn't usually take much to get someone talking about high school or college football. It's the pitch to Moeller. Portes starts out with a strike. Portes looks over at first. The pitch, Moeller's going to foul that one off the end of the bat, and it's going to roll out toward Jay Sullinger, who will pick up the baseball and probably see if he can find a fan. And he does. So the count goes to 0-2. The pitch to Moeller. Moeller can't hold up as he commits on the swing. It's a strikeout for Edgar Portes. For Portes, that's his third punch out of the ballgame. We've played three here in Hickory. 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the fourth inning, Carter Young, Aaron Estrada, Anderson De Los Santos to bat here in the fourth inning. Aberdeen got two runs in the first inning, and they have made it stick so far. David Davalio has settled in quite nicely since giving up the two runs in the first. But Edgar Portes has battled through, well, the only thing I can guess might be a blister, to get through three innings of work, and maybe has settled in and maybe has been able to correct his issue with his hand. As that pitch gets away from Moeller, count goes to 2-0 to Carter Young. Young struck out looking his first time up. It's the Aberdeen Ironbirds, knowing that Hudson Valley has lost the first game of a doubleheader today. They have an opportunity to actually make up some ground with Hudson Valley and Greensboro with a win today. It's that ball rocked toward the corner, but it's going to be foul. So count evens at 2-2. Hudson Valley leads the North Division at this point with a 22-18 record. It's virtually a tie with Greensboro. Greensboro, they're playing today against the Rome Emperors as Young is going to foul the pitch back. Right now, it's a 2-0 lead for Rome in the bottom of the third inning. Hudson Valley came into the day technically ahead by percentage points. But now with the loss in game one, they both have 18 losses to their credit. As Young's going to launch the ball off the awning, and it's going to make its way down into the seats, and the chase is on. Davalio just misses. Count runs full. Greensboro, they're in the playoffs no matter what. They won the first half championship. If they win both halves of the divisional race, it would send the opposition to a wild card scenario, as Carter Young's going to walk to lead off the fourth inning. That's the second walk allowed by Davalio in this ballgame, and that brings up Aaron Estrada. As Aberdeen, with 24 games after this one remaining, is really in a pretty good situation. There's certainly no reason to panic at this point, as Estrada is going to lift that pitch out into the concourse area behind home plate. For the Crawdads, the situation's a little tougher. The Crawdads find themselves five games back in the South Division race. Is that ball bounced to Scott? Scott, the throw to Walcott. The relay back to first. Scott gets it. It's a 3-6-3 double play as there's two down in the inning. Quincy Scott fielded the baseball. Basically, once he bounced off the bag, he was able to field it, spin the throw to Walcott. Walcott routinely fielded it and got the relay throw back to Scott. Scott didn't have to go a long, long way, because that was about as routine a double play of that nature you're going to get. It's the breaking ball from Davalio, taken for a strike by Anderson De Los Santos. It's the breaking ball, misses. Count evens at 1-1. Aberdeen, 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors. The Crawdads, 0-2-0. So that ball is going to be chopped over near the third base on deck circle. So the Crawdads, through 3 innings, have already left 5 runners on. Davalio. It's that pitch. Misses down. The count evens at 2-2. Just the slightest breeze blowing out to left field this afternoon, and what is going to be a day that the temperatures stay in the mid-80s. Davalio misses inside. The count runs full. Davalio, that fastball at the knees, taken for strike 3. Anderson De Los Santos did not agree with the call, but that's been a pretty popular reaction this afternoon. We've played 3.5 innings here in Hickory. It's a 2-0 lead for the Ironbirds. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Jason Morbelt to lead things off for the Crawdads. A 2-0 lead for Aberdeen on this getaway day. Here inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us for a little Sunday afternoon South Atlantic League baseball. As these opportunities here in the regular season, they're running out. After today, just 12 home games. 6 against Bowling Green, 6 against the Rome Emperors. Portes. Misses outside. The count evens at 1-1. Morbell flew out to right field his first time up. It's Morbell. Lifts that pitch out onto the third base side. It's going to make its way into the seats. We've got one fan that gets away from the baseball while about 18 kids from various counties go racing after it. The breaking ball misses outside. Portes was hoping for the call but didn't get it. Count evens at 2-2. Figure now's as good a time as any to go ahead and make the interactive broadcast available to all of you out there. For those of you that don't know how to do this, I'll walk you through it during the course of this half inning. It's Portes. Fastball cut on and missed at 93 miles an hour. Morbell strikes out for the first out in the fourth inning. The strikeout for Portes is his fourth in the ballgame. That brings up Anthony Gutierrez. If you want to reach out to me through social media this afternoon, you can do so at WhatsApp B-Rush PXP. That's at WhatsApp B-Rush PXP. Whether you want to do that on X or Twitter, whatever you call that, or Instagram, you can reach out to me. You can give me a follow. That would be delightful. You can give me an idea of where you're tuning in this afternoon. I'll certainly give you a shout-out. If you've got a question, I'll give you an answer. Hopefully it's a good answer. Gutierrez swings and misses. Count goes to 0-2. If you want to reach out to me via email this afternoon, you can do that as well. Brush, B-R-U-S-H, at hickorycrawdads.com. Would love to hear from you throughout the rest of this Sunday afternoon for all of you that are tuning in today. Certainly grateful that you're doing so. It's Gutierrez. Fouls it back. It ricochets off the padding behind home plate and off toward the dugout on the first base side. The 0-2. Gutierrez swings and misses on the breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Edgar Portes. He's got five punchies in the ballgame, and with two down, that brings up Quincy Scott. Quincy Scott was the third batter to reach by way of a walk in the second inning. As that ball is going to be pushed foul over to the first base side. After Scott got the walk, Edgar Portes got a strikeout and a pop out to short to end the second inning. Since that third walk of the inning back in the second, he's only allowed one base runner, and that was a single. So that pitch catches the outside edge. So he works the count to 0-2. Whatever Jordy Henry said to Edgar Portes during that mound visit in the second inning, he probably needs to bottle it up because it certainly has appeared to work. As the fastball elevated. Misses the zone. The count goes to 1-2. Scott waits on the 1-2 offering. Here it comes from Portes. Slider falls off the table. Scott can't make contact. As Edgar Portes strikes out the Crawdads in the fourth inning. We're done with four here in Hickory. A 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fifth inning. Carter Young to lead things. No, that's not Carter Young. It's Jalen Vasquez to lead off here in the fifth inning, followed by Luis Valdez and Enrique Bradfield. It's David Davalio. Down 2-0 in this contest. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike as Davalio allowed a pair of doubles and a walk in the first inning, allowed two runs to score. And that's been it, outside of a single. That's all that he's allowed, really, since the first inning, as he has steadied things out considerably here on this Sunday afternoon. It's the changeup cut on and missed, and that's a strikeout of Jalen Vasquez. It's the sixth strikeout for Davalio. Davalio just needs the offense to get going a little bit to try to draw him even here. The Crawdads have earned at least a split of this series. That ball bounced out to second. Cam Cauley fields it, throws across the body in time to Scott, and there's quickly two down. It's a Crawdads club that won a series against Asheville to open up the month of August. Their last time here against Greenville, they lost the series 4-2. So those two clubs, after playing each other 24 times, finished the season series 12-12. It's Bradfield. Lifts that ball out into shallow left center field. Gutierrez calls off Gallan. He makes the catch, and we're halfway through here in Hickory. A 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. It's all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Yossi Gallan to lead things off for the Crawdads as the day has come to a close for Edgar Portes. And given all that he was apparently going through with perhaps blisters or something hand-related, and the fact that it took him a while to really get settled into the strike zone of Connor McKenna, he really performed well. Four innings, two hits allowed, no runs. He walked three, struck out six. And Jackie Rivera will lead things off. If I'm not mistaken, this is Rivera's first action of the week as Gallan fouls the pitch back. Rivera, 6'2 right-hander, 21 years old out of Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, back in a trade on June 1st of 2022. As Gallan fouls the pitch off, count goes to 1-2. Rivera has a 6-1 record with a 2.59 ERA. Not only does he have a 6-1 record, as Gallan swings and misses for a strikeout to lead off the fifth, Rivera also has four saves. That leads this team. As Cam Cauley will step to the plate. So as far as the current construction of the roster at this point, he leads the club in wins and in saves. Rivera has made his 30th appearance now, 41 2/3 innings pitched, 27 hits, 12 earned runs, 21 walks, 41 strikeouts, a 180 average against. As Cauley has flown out to left field, popped a short this afternoon, 0-2 in the ballgame. As Cauley's going to lift that one out to right field, Trimble measures it, makes the catch, and there's quickly two down. That'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott has one of the two hits for the team, the other, Glider Figueroa. Walcott swings and misses. Count evens at 1-1. Rivera, that pitch runs inside. Here on the Sunday afternoon, a fairly sparse crowd this afternoon as the pitch misses inside. The count goes to 3-1. Walcott is going to foul it onto the concourse area directly behind me. The count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, with two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Aberdeen with that 2-0 advantage that they've had pretty much from the time we heard play ball. As the pitch misses outside, Walcott draws the walk. It'll be the second time he's reached this afternoon. That brings up Arturo Disla. Arturo Disla. That ball, broken bat, out to center field. Actually, it's not going to make it out to center field as the catch is going to be made by the shortstop, Aaron Estrada, to retire the side. Sebastian Walcott's left stranded at first. We've played five innings here in Hickory. 2-0 Aberdeen. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com.
Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the sixth inning, David Davalio still on for the Hickory Crawdads. So he'll be facing off against Davian Josenberger. It's Aberdeen with the 2-0 lead. That ball driven out to Jason Morbell. Morbell makes the catch on the track in front of the Mike Johnson Hickory Toyota sign as there's one down here in the sixth inning. So that brings up Reed Trimble, who doubled and scored in that first inning. Creed Willems has been the difference in this ball game for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Two-run double gave Aberdeen the 2-0 advantage, and it's basically been that way from the fourth batter of the ball game. David Davalio, since that point, has really settled in nicely. He's performed well. After that early hiccup, as that ball's going to make its way into the seats. The unfortunate thing for the Crawdads this afternoon is Edgar Portes, who had some early issues, whether it was blister-related or not able to get a good read on the strike zone, he settled in very nicely as well. As the offense certainly has not been clicking on all cylinders today for the Crawdads. And even Aberdeen has been stymied somewhat after that first inning early rally. Stavolio misses outside. Count goes to 2-1. Five hits in the ball game total. 3-4 Aberdeen, two in that first inning. They did get a single from Tavion Josenberger in the third inning, a ball that hit the first base back. That's the pitch taken for strike two. The count evens at 2-2. Trimble has doubled, scored. He's also reached on a fielder's choice, as that ball's going to get hooked toward the BTS picnic deck. That swing from Trimble looked like he was basically trying to flick the ball over that way, almost like it was a cricket swing. And it looks like he may be dealing with a pull or a nag of some sort, maybe in his back, as he steps back in the box. The pitch from Davalio misses down. The count runs full at 3-2. We are truly into the dog days of the baseball season. There's no question about it. Whether it's the Guardians, who snapped a 7-game skid last night, or the Braves, who snapped a 6-game skid, as Trimble fouls the pitch off, and now he's not only dealing with a back issue, but he's just dropped a baseball down on his foot off an 83-mile-an-hour pitch. And the athletic trainer's going to go out and get a look at Reed Trimble. And at this point, where do you start? I mean, the athletic trainer's probably asking Reed Trimble, where does it hurt? And he's answering yes. A Felipe Rojas Jr. comes out of the third base coach's box, the field manager for the Ironbirds. He's going to have a conversation with Trimble. When we're done with the game today, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show where we'll reset scores from around Major League Baseball one final time today. As Trimble's going to take a dry swing. He says he's good to go. I guess what happens the remainder of this bat at bat will kind of give us an indication. As David Davalio is going to throw a warm-up toss or two after having to sit there and wait on Reed Trimble. And I think that's fair. As Davalio does a little stretching after throwing two warm-ups, and now Reed Trimble does a little stretching after getting back in the box. Here's the payoff pitch from Davalio as it just misses, and Reed Trimble draws a one-out walk. For Davalio, that's the third walk that he's given up in this ballgame, and that brings up Creed Willems. Willems has hit a two-run double, and he struck out. Scores of interest from around the major leagues. The Orioles are beating Tampa 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. As Willems takes a pitch up, the Yankees have jumped out on top of Texas. They lead 6-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Braves have an early lead in Colorado. They're beating the Rockies 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Willems drives the ball, hooking it well foul. So it had home run distance, but it was nowhere near the foul pole. Houston has jumped out all over the Boston Red Sox. Bottom of the sixth inning, 10-0 in favor of Houston. As Willems takes a pitch down, count goes to 2-1. The A's are beating down the Toronto Blue Jays, 8-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The ESPN game tonight is the Mets and the Mariners. It's the throw over to first. The tag down on Trimble. Not quite in time. And whatever Reed Trimble might have said to the athletic trainer or to his manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., he is struggling over at first. He is visibly shaken on first base. He's just... It took him an extra second to get up off the first base bag. He's trying to soldier on, but he's not feeling 100%. Davalio, the pitch, misses outside. The count runs full. The payoff. Willems gets it past Quincy Scott, who made a diving attempt. So the throw gets into third. Holding at second was Reed Trimble, and Creed Willems has a multi-hit ball game. If Quincy Scott is playing a traditional first base defensive position, that's an easy ground ball. However, with him holding on a runner, the angle was very different. And Chad Comer's going to come out, and that's going to be the end of the day for David Davalio. We come back, we'll tell you who's coming on to pitch in a 2-0 ball game, top of the sixth inning. We'll be right back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Brian Magdaleno is on the pitch for the Hickory Crawdads as the day comes to a close for David Davalio. Davalio has the runners at first and second. They're his responsibility. Brian Magdaleno made his debut for the Crawdads on Tuesday night, getting the save as he pitched a clean ninth inning and a 5-3 win over these Aberdeen Ironbirds. As the runner's going to go, and that's a stolen base for Reed Trimble. Well, that may not be Reed Trimble. I think I saw a different number. That might be Douglas Hoda who came in. I was going to say, he's not moving like Reed Trimble was earlier. It's Magdaleno. Now dealing with runners on the corners and one down. It's a swing and a miss to Carter Young. That is Douglas Hoda over at third base. It's Douglas Hoda came in for Reed Trimble during the pitching change. So Trimble's day is done. Hoda is in. As that ball is going to be hooked foul, and it's going to land up on top of the clubhouse and out toward the parking lot where the players' cars are. One down here in the top of the sixth inning, a 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. It's Brian Magdaleno trying to keep it exactly in that spot. Fastball misses outside at 95 miles an hour. Count goes to 1-2. Magdaleno, 6-1 left-hander out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Non-drafted free agent back in 2019. Here's the pitch. Cut on and missed. Young is a strikeout victim. And with two down in the inning, that brings up Aaron Estrada. Davalio went 5 1/3 innings, gave up 4 hits. The book is still open as far as runs and unearned runs. He's walked 3 batters. He struck out 6. If Magdaleno can manage to get Estrada here, then that ends the day for Davalio. So the pitch misses down at 92. So Magdaleno went the one inning. He gave up nothing. No walks, no strikeouts. No hits. That ball is going to be a slow tapper out to Figueroa. Bear hands at the throw to first in time as he gets it over to Quincy Scott, beating Aaron Estrada to the back. As Brian Magdaleno gets out of the sixth inning, we go to the bottom of the sixth. 2-0 in favor of Aberdeen.
We'll be back in just a bit. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Glider Figueroa is going to have himself a multi-hit game as he takes the first pitch that's delivered from Yaki Rivera and drives it into right field. As he's now 2-for-3 in the ballgame, it's a leadoff single for the Crawdads, and maybe this is the inning that something gets going. Ian Moeller is at the plate. Moeller's reached in the game already today. He struck out in the third as well. Maybe this is the inning. Maybe the Crawdads can put up a crooked number here and get on their way to winning this series. Look, I don't think we're quite to the point to where we're talking about must wins. However, this one would go an awfully long way in helping keep this Crawdads team in the thick of the second half race. They really need to be building some momentum toward that series with Bowling Green. As the pitch misses up and in. And now the count 3-0. A 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. 7 hits in the ball game total. As the pitch taken for a strike, the count goes to 3-1. As Moeller fouls the pitch back. Three ball, two strike count. Moeller's going to call time. He's going to get time. Yaki Rivera is on for Edgar Portes. Rivera could very well be in line for the win. Portes cannot get the win. He only went 4 innings. As the pitch taken for strike 3, Moeller does not like the call. And I would imagine that conversation may continue a little bit next half inning. Jason Morbell will step to the plate with one down here in the sixth. Morbell lifts the ball out to right field. So the catch is made in right. And there's two down in the inning. That's going to bring up Anthony Gutierrez. Douglas Hodo, I mentioned he came in for Reed Trimble as a runner a half an inning ago. He's now in right field. So Douglas Hodo will assume the third spot in the batting order. Is the pitch to Gutierrez. Misses outside. So Rivera misses down. Here on what has been a delightful Sunday afternoon. At least weather-wise, anyway. It's the pitch taken for a strike. They throw down to first. Figueroa gets back. So the pitch misses outside. Gutierrez now with a 3-1 count. Gutierrez takes a strike at 94 and the count runs full. So with a full count and a runner over at second, Figueroa will be going towards second as soon as the pitcher goes plateward. Gutierrez is going to foul the pitch back. And this is one of the things about the new school of baseball that intrigues me a little bit. So De Los Santos is still holding on the runner with two down and a full count. As the breaking ball misses, Gutierrez draws the walk. So Gutierrez draws another walk. It's the second allowed by Rivera, and with runners at first and second, that brings up Quincy Scott. I know there's multiple ways of playing it in that situation, but at the very least, I think you'd play behind the runner and not necessarily in a full defensive posture at first base. Scott takes a first pitch strike as he's walked and struck out in this ballgame. As that ball's going to get lifted out to the concourse area over on the first base side. Rivera misses outside at 95. There is action in the Aberdeen bullpen, but there doesn't seem to be a significant amount of urgency in how they're getting prepared. Scott swings and misses. Rivera gets the strikeout. That retires the side. The Crawdads leave two more runners on. We go to the seventh. It's a 2-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two
and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the Claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the Claw, y'all.
Top of the seventh inning, Mark Church is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. Church in the midst of a rehab stint here in Hickory. As Church gets the opportunity to pitch here on this Sunday afternoon. He pitched last weekend against the Asheville Tourist on Sunday. He'll face off against Anderson De Los Santos, Jalen Vasquez, and Luis Valdez. Bottom third of the order is Church already with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball swung on and missed by De Los Santos, who calls time immediately. Is that ball lifted high? Gallon drifting back. And that ball has left the yard. As Anderson De Los Santos with a solo shot has made it 3-0 in favor of Aberdeen. As Church pitched in that Wednesday night game, pitched an inning after Alejandro Rosario went 7 innings strong. He pitched the 8th inning, gave up a run on a hit. That brings up Jalen Vasquez. As Vasquez fouls the pitch out of the mitt of Ian Moeller. So Anderson De Los Santos hits his first home run in an Aberdeen Ironbirds uniform to make it a 3-0 ball game. As Vasquez hooks that one well foul. Had home run distance, but nowhere near the foul pole. Vasquez 0-for-2 in the ball game. As the breaking ball catches the outside edge, Vasquez strikeout victim. There's one down. Brian Magdaleno got out of the 6th inning, faced 2 batters, struck out 1, got a ground out of the other. It's 1 down for Church as he faces off against Luis Valdez. 96 miles an hour on the fastball taken for a strike. The 0-1, Valdez swings and misses. Valdez fouls the pitch off. Count stays at 0-2. Getting close to some more finals here in the South Atlantic League as Valdez is going to tap that one foul over in front of the first base dugout. Asheville has given everybody in the South Division a little bit of good news as they come from behind to beat Bowling Green 7-6. Well, that's a pleasant surprise. As Valdez is going to bounce that one over to Quincy Scott. Scott goes to Church, and there's 2 down in the inning. And that'll take us back to the top of the order for Enrique Bradfield. Jersey Shore beat Wilmington 9-4 today. So that game has gone final. Top of the 8th inning, Rome is beating Greensboro 3-1. Winston-Salem leads Greenville 5-0. As Bradfield takes a strike at 96 miles an hour. The 0-1, Bradfield's going to lift that one down the left field line, twisting into foul ground. Can Yossi Galan make the play? He cannot, as he just ran out of room. Galan in Asheville probably has more than enough space to make that catch. Is the foul ground beyond the dugouts in Asheville actually flares out? You have more room in foul ground beyond the dugouts in Asheville than you do here when everything shortens the closer you get to the foul pole. The 0-2. Fastball misses up. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn. Brooklyn won the first game against Hudson Valley. They're in the top of the third, scoreless in that doubleheader. As Church misses again, the count goes to 2-2. The 2-2 from Church. That ball lifted out to center field. Gutierrez ranging over. He'll make the catch. Side is retired in the seventh. It's stretch time here in Hickory. 3-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the seventh inning, a 3-0 Aberdeen lead. Yossi Galan will lead things off against new Aberdeen pitcher, Graham Fyrovit. Fyrovit, 1-7 record on the year. A 5.50 ERA, making his 35th appearance. He does have three saves to his credit. It's Fyrovit, a first pitch strike at 92 miles an hour. Fyrovit, young man out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, a 16th round pick, a former Hokie of Virginia Tech. As Galan's going to lift that ball toward the corner. It's going to stay in the yard. It's drifting over. The left fielder, Tavian Josenberger, makes the catch, and there's one down. Sakali will step to the plate. He's 0-for-3 in the ballgame. So Aberdeen has three runs on five hits, no errors. Creed Willems got him started with a two-run double in the first. And then, of course, Anderson De Los Santos with his first Aberdeen home run off of Mark Church in the top of the seventh inning has made it a 3-0 ballgame. Aberdeen pitching has allowed just three hits this afternoon. Glider Figueroa has two of the hits. Sebastian Walcott has the other. As this is a club that's now gone 10 consecutive innings without scoring a run. The final four in yesterday's second game. And then all six previous today. Cam Cauley's going to draw a walk with one down. And that brings up Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian Walcott this afternoon has singled, he's walked, he's flown out to center. Yaki Rivera finished two innings of work, gave up a base hit as the pitch from Fyrovid misses outside. Rivera, he walked two batters, struck out three in his two innings of work as Fyrovid throws over to first. The pitch to Walcott. This is high. The count goes to 2-0. And for the Crawdads, I mean, you look at Fyrovid's numbers, 1-7 on the year with a 5.5 ERA. You're thinking to yourself, okay, as the pitch misses up, the count goes to 3-0. This is a young man in Graham Fyrovid that's still trying to balance his season out a little bit. But he's had some stumbles. Can they impact his season as that's back-to-back walks for Graham Fyrovid? As Walcott reaches for the third time today, and that's going to bring up Arturo Diesla. As Jordy Henry's going to go out and have a conversation with his right-hander, and in doing so, it brings up the one guy that with one swing of the bat could even this one up. And one thing's for sure, Arturo Diesla's not trying to move the guys over. His role is pretty clearly defined here. He's to do damage. We'll see if he does damage in this circumstance. As the Crawdads have had their opportunities today. They've left eight runners on in the ballgame. They had an opportunity in the third inning, or I should say the second, to score a run with less than two outs. They had the bases full. Fyrovid misses. That was the inning that saw Edgar Portes walk three batters out of four to load the bases with just one out. And the Crawdads could not generate any offense from that point. It's the pitch right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard to even the count at 1-1. Fyrovid, the 1-1 offering. Here it comes to Diesla. Diesla swings and misses, and he was trying to make it a 3-3 ball game. Comes up empty. The count goes to 1-2. Here's the pitch. Diesla takes the ball on the corner for strike three. And Deisla, again, did not agree with Connor McKenna. And that's going to bring up Glider Figueroa. It's the first strikeout for Graham Fyrovid here in the seventh inning. Figueroa with two hits in the ballgame. We'll see what he can do here as the pitch misses down and in. Plenty of speed on the base paths. If Figueroa can get a knock, he's certainly going to score a run. If he can put one in the gap, he's probably going to score two. Figueroa fouls it off to the third base side. Count evens at 1-1. Fyrovid. The pitch. Breaking ball misses down. Figueroa off his hands, out to shortstop, barehanded there by Estrada. He makes the play, and that retires the side. Crawdads leave two more runners on. We go to the eighth. It's a 3-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Top of the eighth inning, 3-0 Aberdeen. We have a defensive replacement for the Hickory Crawdads. Marcus Smith is in left field in place of Yossi Gallant. Tavian Josenberger to lead things off here in the eighth inning against Mark Church, who's on for his second inning of work. Church misses high. Count goes to 2-0. It'll be Josenberger, Hodo, and Willems, 2-3-4 in the order, batting here in the eighth. The 2-0, or I should say the 3-0, Josenberger draws the walk on four straight. And that'll bring up Douglas Hodo. Hodo came in. We mentioned Reed Trimble back in the sixth inning was trying to battle through some things on the bases, but just eventually was taken out. Hodo came in as the pinch runner, ultimately the defensive replacement, as Josenberger, the steal of second. He'll get in, and he stays on the back. So Tavian Josenberger with the stolen base. He's got 44 on the season. The only guy with more in the league, his teammate, Enrique Bradfield. He'll go again to third to throw down from Moeller. Josenberger in safely. So a pair of steals has got him at third base with a 3-0 advantage. And again, they're trying to get to a position to where they're slam-proof. The reality is that a 5-run lead is a fantastic thing to have because even in the midst of a grand slam, you know you're going to maintain the lead. So that ball is going to be flared out to right field foul. We have a final in Tampa. Tampa came back on the Baltimore Orioles. Beat them 2-1. That's the first final of the three games that we track this afternoon. As Moeller keeps it out in front of him. As the count goes to 1-2 to Douglas Hodo. The Rangers, they trail the New York Yankees 8-3. The Braves have a 3-0 lead on Colorado in the top of the fourth. As Hodo's got a single that he blasts through the middle, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Josenberger scores easily. And that brings up Creed Willems. Chad Comer's going to go get Mark Church as his day of activity has come to a close. We'll be back in just a bit to tell you who's coming on to pitch here in the top of the eighth inning. A 4-0 lead for Aberdeen. We'll be right back.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Ryan Lobus is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads as the day has come to a close for Mark Church. As him on a rehab stint, he is effectively on a pretty solid pitch count as he met that threshold and now his day is over. And that brings up Ryan Lobus. Lobus, a 4-4 record on the season with a 3.83 ERA, will face off against Creed Willems. He'll throw to first. Hodo gets back safely. Creed Willems got Aberdeen going with a 2-run double in the first inning. Since then, Anderson De Los Santos has singled, homered in the seventh, and Douglas Hodo in the eighth inning has singled a run home in Tavian Josenberger. Hodo's going, and the throw down to second is not in time. And this is the Aberdeen club that we were hoping we wouldn't have to see. And this Crawdads team, by and large, did a good job this week. But today, this is what Aberdeen does. They take a lead and they begin to start stepping on the neck of the opposition. As Ryan Lobus threw down to second, Douglas Hodo did not realize a ball was hurtling toward his helmet. Sebastian Walcott was able to make the catch before it got there. A one ball, no strike count here in the top of the eighth inning. As Willems bounces it out to Walcott. Walcott flips it over to first. And that's the first out. Hodo gets over to third. And that brings up Carter Young. So even though Walcott fielded it, he was significantly over on the second base side of the bag. As now everybody's going to be pinching in to try to see if they can cut down Douglas Hodo. Breaking ball from Lobus, taken for a strike. The last time that Lobus was in a ball game was last Sunday against Asheville. Went four innings, gave up four hits, a run. He walked a batter, struck out six. As the pitch misses outside. The pitch taken for a strike. Carter Young did not agree with that call in the least. The game on Sunday was a 4-3 win for Asheville. Lobus did not factor in the decision. That went to Josh Malaris, as that's a strikeout of Carter Young, and there's two down in the inning. And now everybody can go back to a more normal defensive posture with two down as Aaron Estrada steps to the plate. As the pitch to Estrada taken for a strike. Estrada was robbed of a hit by Glider Figueroa. Back in the sixth inning, Figueroa made a barehanded stop. Estrada rolls that one down the first base side, foul. It's a great play from Figueroa that actually kept things at a 2-0 place in favor of Aberdeen. Since then, they've scored twice. And if Hodo can come home here, Aberdeen becomes slam-proof. And being this active on the base paths has a multiplied effect on teams. Obviously the stolen bases, well, that's a weapon in and of itself. As Estrada's going to tap that one, it's going to roll foul. Lobus is going to touch it up and foul ground, and we'll do the 1-2 all over again. But it's the pressure that Aberdeen applies with the base running that forces you to be virtually perfect. And any miscues defensively can really set you back. And as I mentioned, the Crawdads had done a really good job by and large this week of making sure that that didn't have that sort of an effect on the series. But today hasn't really been defensive miscues. It's just been the fact that they've been able to steal bases in volume this afternoon, all in the posture of trying to come away with the 5-run advantage. The 1-2. Estrada holds up. Count evens at 2-2. Josenberger led off the inning with a walk. He basically translated it into a triple when he stole second and third. Douglas Hodo took advantage. He got a base hit to drive the run home. As Estrada is going to swing and miss on a ball that hit him, and that retires the side. Another run on the board for Aberdeen. They lead 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the eighth. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Hayden Nierman on the pitch for Aberdeen. So we saw him one time previously this week in the 9-8 loss for the Crawdads as they beat Aberdeen. That's the pitch to Moeller taken for a strike. The count evens at 1-1. Nierman went an inning. He gave up a run. It was an unearned run. He also gave up a walk, struck out a batter as well. It's the pitch to Moeller taken for strike two. 1-2 the count here in the top of the eighth inning. And Moeller asking for time and just seems to be in the box. One of those tense moments that you want to say something, but you choose not to. As the pitch misses outside. Hayden Nierman, no record on the year, making his sixth appearance as Moeller bounces that out to Estrada at short to throw across to De Los Santos. There's one down in the eighth inning. That brings up Jason Morabell. Jason Morabell takes a first pitch ball inside by Hayden Nierman. As the count goes to 2-0, Morabell looking for his first hit of the day has flown out to right twice and struck out. The 2-1. Morabell hits it sharply. Great play by Estrada. The throw across in time. Aaron Estrada took a base hit away from Jason Morabell as he went the other way and hit it sharply. Put a star beside of that place. There's quickly two down. As that brings up Anthony Gutierrez with two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 4-0 lead for Aberdeen. The pitch from Nierman misses outside. The count goes to 3-0 to Anthony Gutierrez. As that pitch misses down, Gutierrez has walked for the third time in the ballgame. And that brings up Quincy Scott with two down in the inning and a runner at first. As Nierman throws a strike to the outside edge, the count goes to 0-1. Scott bounces that one back to Nierman. He'll underhand flip it to first, and that'll end the eighth inning. A runner left on. We go to the ninth, 4-0 in favor of Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the ninth inning, 4-0 lead for Aberdeen as Ryan Lobus is back on the bump for the Hickory Crawdads. Anderson De Los Santos hit his first home run in an Aberdeen uniform back in the seventh inning as they've scored single runs in the seventh and the eighth to take a 4-0 advantage. Lobus starts De Los Santos with a strike. Four runs on six hits, no errors for Aberdeen. Hickory, no runs on three hits, no errors. Aberdeen has surrendered eight walks in this ballgame. The Crawdads have been unable to do anything with it. It's the breaking ball for strike two. Crawdads have left 11 runners on base in this contest. Lobus misses outside. Count goes to 1-2. It's The breaking ball taken for strike three. Anderson De Los Santos knew it. As it worked right toward the hands of De Los Santos, and by the time it swept across the plate, it was clearly on the outer third for strike three. So there's one down in the ninth as that brings up Jalen Vasquez. Lobos has three strikeouts in this appearance. That ball rolled toward the first base coach's box. Count goes to 0-2. The pitch from Lobos misses. Over the last four games for this Hickory Crawdads club, the offense has been somewhat dormant outside of the 6-1 win. That ball almost got the first base coach. The count stays at 1-2. Of course, in the loss last night, they had three hits in that seven-inning ball game. Five hits. They only went to the plate six times in that 6-1 win last night. But then in the game that was called after five innings because of rain, they had just three hits in that contest. It's the breaking ball. Cut on and miss. Back-to-back strikeouts in the ninth for Ryan Lobos, and there's quickly two down. So Valdez, 0-for-3 in the ballgame. We'll take a ball from Ryan Lobos. The Crawdads will have Marcus Smith to lead off in the ninth inning, followed by Cam Cauley and Sebastian Walcott. So the Crawdads are now three outs away from having to settle for a split of these six games against Aberdeen. A win today for Aberdeen would give them the advantage, 7-5 in the season series. The count goes to 1-2. The pitch from Lobos just misses. Lobos, that pitch cut on and missed. Ryan Lobos strikes out the side in the ninth inning. We go to the bottom of the ninth. The Crawdads need four to keep this one alive. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com, your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Zane Barnhart is on the pitch for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Barnhart, 5'10 right-hander out of Towson, Maryland. 17th round pick back in last year's draft out of Hillsdale College out in Michigan. As Marcus Smith will lead off here in the ninth inning. As the pitch to Smith misses. As Barnhart did get some action on Tuesday in that 5-3 loss, as he pitched the eighth inning against the Crawdads. In that eighth inning, he did strike out a batter, faced three, got through the inning with no damage done. Of course, Ian Moeller had the two-run double that made it a 5-3 ball game. That's how it would finish out in the seventh inning. It's the pitch to Smith taken for a strike. The pitch from Barnhart misses outside. Marcus Smith draws a leadoff walk. That is the ninth walk allowed by Aberdeen pitching. And as Mark Parker made me aware of an inning ago, the only runners that have reached by walk that have advanced because of walks after them. It's Cauley's going to lift that pitch high into right field. Douglas Hodo camps underneath it. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. And that brings up Sebastian Walcott. Eleven runners have been stranded in this contest. By the Hickory Crawdads. As Barnhart misses. And again, Aberdeen has effectively been in control of this game pretty much from the jump, but it really tells you why the insurance runs mean so much, as Walcott's going to lift that foul over to the first base side. As the count evens at 1-1. Walcott takes a strike. Count goes to 1-2. Top of the ninth inning in New York. The Rangers down 2-8-6. Trying to see if they can somehow come back in this rubber game. So Walcott's going to lift it up. Into the infield, Estrada makes the catch in the dirt, and there's two down. That brings up Arturo Desla. Barnhart misses with the first offering. So the Crawdads have just been unable to find any magic today in a time that it mattered. Stasla swings and misses. Desla falls behind 1-2 as he swings and misses on that big breaking ball. And now the Crawdads are down to their final strike here, as Aberdeen one pitch away from claiming a split of these six games against the Hickory Crawdads, winning three of the final four. Barnhart's delivery. Desla is going to shoot that one off the end of the bat into right field. That was quite literally a cue shot to right field, as there's now runners on the corners. Desla has himself a base knock. It's just the fourth hit of the game for the Crawdads, and that brings up Glider Figueroa, who has a multi-hit game for the Crawdads. So maybe there's a little life in this one just yet. As that was, well, that was a fortuitous bounce for the Crawdads. As Figueroa takes strike one on a breaking ball that works to the outside edge. Barnhart, the 0-1, misses outside. Figueroa takes a ball. The count goes to 2-1. A 4-0 lead. Runners on the corners. Figueroa at the plate with a 2-1 count. The pitch. Figueroa swings and misses. Count evens up at 2-2. Barnhart sets, delivers the 2-2. Figueroa's going to lift that one straight back our direction. So that's going to land on the rooftop and trickle over to the concourse area. Two ball, two strike count. Desla being played behind at first by De Los Santos. Figueroa fouls it straight back. Keeps it at 2-2. Can the Crawdads break through here? The 2-2 again. Figueroa takes the ball outside. The count runs full. So Desla will be running toward second as soon as Barnhart goes toward the plate. The payoff pitch, here it comes. Figueroa swings and misses, and that'll do it. As the ball game comes to a close, as the Aberdeen Ironbirds win 4-0 this afternoon, they split the series against the Hickory Crawdads. When we come back, We'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on the Sunday afternoon on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. It's time for the Black Tie Transportation postgame show as the Aberdeen Ironbirds blank the Hickory Crawdads 4-0 on this Sunday afternoon. The win for Aberdeen means that they split this series of six games against the Hickory Crawdads, but they win the season series 7-5 as they do it in shutout fashion. So here's some of the numbers. A game that ended in 2 hours and 43 minutes. Aberdeen with 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors. The Crawdads, no runs on 4 hits, no errors. As they would leave 11 runners on, I should say, actually, that's not true. They leave 13 runners on in this ball game. As Aberdeen now closes the gap a little bit with Hudson Valley at this point losing the first game of the doubleheader today against Brooklyn. They're now down in the top of the sixth, 2-1. There is an outside possibility, especially if the score holds, that Aberdeen cuts a game and a half off of this lead. Greensboro lost earlier today. There's a real possibility, depending upon how the game in Brooklyn goes, that you could have three teams in the North Division separated by one half game for the second half championship. As it's certainly tightening up there in the North Division. For the Crawdads, they got a little bit of help from Asheville, as Asheville, they would come back and beat Bowling Green today. They would win that ball game 7-6, coming back in late fashion. But the Crawdads were not able to take advantage, and neither was Greenville, as everything will hold where it is. Greenville 3 games behind Bowling Green. Hickory 5 games back. This game got started quickly for Aberdeen as they would put 2 runs up off of David Davalio making his Hickory Crawdads debut. In the start, as it was a first inning that saw Tavion Josenberger walk, Reed Tremble double, and then Creed Willems get a two-run double in the first inning to make it 2-0. It would stay that way until the seventh when Tavian Josenberger, or I should say Anderson De Los Santos, hits a solo home run to make it 3-0. In the eighth, Tavian Josenberger would walk. He would eventually score on a single from Douglas Hodo to make it 4-0. From that point, Hickory managed only four hits in the ballgame. Glider Figueroa did have a multi-hit ballgame. They would draw nine walks. But with the four hits and the nine walks, they weren't able to generate any runs off of it. They leave 13 on as the game finishes out a 4-0 win for Aberdeen as they split this series between the two clubs. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a full look at the Major League and South Atlantic League schedule before we say goodbye here on this Sunday afternoon. A 4-0 win for Aberdeen. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Final segment here on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on this Sunday afternoon. As the Crawdads lose 4-0 to the Aberdeen Ironbirds. As Aberdeen now with an opportunity to gain significant ground. We're going to take a look at the South Atlantic League scores from this afternoon. Brooklyn beat Hudson Valley 4-2 earlier today. They're playing a doubleheader today in Brooklyn. Brooklyn has a 2-1 lead in the top of the sixth inning. Of course, that's a seven-inning ball game. There's a possibility that this Aberdeen club could make up a game and a half on both Hudson Valley and Greensboro. Greensboro lost today. They lost 5-1 to Rome. Of course, a 4-0 win for Aberdeen today could make things very tight going into the next week's series. Hudson Valley will be taking on the Hickory Crawdads as they'll be playing on Tuesday through Sunday, a six-game set against the Hudson Valley Renegades. The Crawdads, with the loss today, they maintain pace with both Bowling Green, who lost today 7-6 to Asheville, and Winston-Salem beating Greenville 5-0 today. So the separation is still three games Greenville back of Bowling Green, Hickory five games back of Bowling Green, but an opportunity here for the Crawdads to make up some ground, and they were unsuccessful in doing it. The rest of the schedule in the South Atlantic League: Jersey Shore beat Wilmington 9-4. As that wraps up the South Atlantic League scores from today. Big League scores, game just finished. The Yankees beat the Rangers 8-7 in the Bronx. The Yankees take that series. The Braves, through six innings, lead the Rockies 3-2. And then, of course, Baltimore loses 2-1 today to Tampa Bay. So, again, this club, after taking tomorrow off, will be in Hudson Valley for 6 games against the Yankees High A affiliate, the Hudson Valley Renegades, before they return home to face off against Bowling Green for a 6-game series. There will be no games on the Hickory Crawdads radio network next week, as we will not be making the trip to New York State. The next time that we are on the Hickory Crawdads radio network will be an MILB.TV broadcast along with the Bally Live app on August the 20th, 6:45 airtime, against the Bowling Green Hot Rods, the High A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. So as we get out of here on this Sunday afternoon, I want to thank Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas, and the whole crew here at LP Franz Stadium for helping us get this broadcast off the ground today. We want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon as the Crawdads get blanked on Sunday afternoon to Aberdeen, losing 4-0. Until we're back with you on August 20th, this is Brian Rushing, hoping that you have a great week. We'll see you next time on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.